This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial against President Trump will begin today in the Senate. While it's getting underway, President Trump is abroad addressing the issue of speaking to reporters at a forum of the world's elite business people in the Swiss mountain town of Davos.
It's just a hoax. It's the witch hunt that's been going on for years, and it's frankly, it's disgraceful.
Richmond, Virginia officials are praising local and federal law enforcement for keeping the peace at a huge gun rights rally yesterday, despite worries beforehand that there could be possible violence. Around 22,000 gun rights activists gathered in and around the Capitol to protest proposed tough new gun control regulations that Virginia lawmakers are now considering. Tomorrow is the deadline to file a claim in the massive Equifax data breach, the 2017 breach affecting nearly half the U.S. population. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
More now on the president's visit to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he delivered remarks earlier today, touting recent trade deals he signed, including the Phase 1 trade deal with China, calling it a model for the rest of the world.
Before I was elected, China's predatory practices were undermining trade for everyone. But no one did anything about it except allow it to keep getting worse and worse and worse. Under my leadership, America confronted the problem head on.
Pressure to ban horse racing is growing again after 3 more horses died in as many days at California's Santa Anita Park. A gelding had to be put down on Friday after breaking its ankle during a race. Another horse was euthanized on Saturday after suffering a similar injury, and a third racehorse died on Sunday during training. At least 42 horses have died at that single track now in just over a year. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal is endorsing Bernie Sanders for the Democratic nomination for president. Jayapal is a co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and will be his national health policy chair. Sanders already has the backing of the other co-chair, Wisconsin Representative Mark Pocan. Jayapal is also lead sponsor of the House Medicare for All bill. A big safety alert for parents as some strollers are being recalled. It seems they've had bad hinge joints that can collapse, causing the baby to fall out of the stroller. That's all centering on Tango mini strollers that were sold at Target and Amazon between October and November of last year. The 4 models come with colored bonnet tops, selling in pink, gray, black, and blue. Owners are being told to stop using the strollers at once and call Baby Trend for a replacement or a refund. And the Navy is honoring a sailor for his heroic actions during the attack on Pearl Harbor back in 1941, as an aircraft carrier is going to be named after Doris Miller, which will be the first time a carrier is named after an African American. The Navy says it is also the first time that a carrier will honor a sailor for actions while serving in the enlisted ranks. The Texas native was given the Navy Cross for his actions during the Pearl Harbor attack. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America, from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we are here at SHOT Show 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada, as I mentioned. And Dr. John Lott is here with us face-to-face after all these years, John. Finally, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to actually meet you in the flesh here.
Yes, absolutely here. So good to have you with us. And Dr. John Lott is the president of Crime Prevention Research Center, author of More Guns, Less Crime, and The War on Guns. John, a lot in the news, especially in light of what happened yesterday in Virginia. It was all being hyped up between the media and, of course, the governor there.
Right. Well, I mean, the governor was trying to demonize the people that were there, and, of course, I think the media does the same thing. But you had tens of thousands of people that showed up, which is actually kind of amazing given kind of the threats and the claims about violence that were going to be occurring. And it turned out to be a very peaceful gathering of people that were there, and only one arrest for a fairly trivial thing. And you know, with that many people there, the place probably was cleaner after they left than it was before they got there.
Well, you know, again, this is the underestimation of American patriots, people who respect guns and the responsibility of it, as you and I have discussed over the years.
Right.
And this was a clear demonstration, I think quite an important statement. And thank God for all the gun owners that were there representing the gun owners of America.
Right. Well, I mean, the lot's at stake. I suppose the only thing I wish is that people had been a little bit more activated before the election.
Yes.
I guess they have 12 different types of gun control laws that they're talking about putting through that undoubtedly they will put through. They'll make it a lot more costly for law-abiding citizens to be able to go and have guns to protect themselves and their families. It's particularly poor minorities that are going to be harmed, which is kind of ironic given that the Democrats claim that those are the people that they care about. I mean, it'd be great if the police were there all the time, but it's basically, my research convinces me of anything. It's the people who are most vulnerable to crime, poor blacks in particular, who live in high-crime urban areas, who benefit the most from having the option to be able to go and protect themselves.
Yeah, and these blue states are controlled by Democrats are making them all the more vulnerable. I mean, you know, case in point, the evidence is empirical.
Right. Well, I know you used to live in California.
Yes.
You know, you take some place like Los Angeles County. They have about 216 concealed carry permits that they've issued to an adult population of over 8 million. But you look at the people that they issue to. This is a state where you have to go and get approval you have to go and demonstrate some type of need to be able to go in and get a concealed carry permit. The type of people that they give permits to are basically wealthy, politically connected white males.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad those people feel that they need protection, but they're not the ones who need it the most.
Exactly.
You know, nationwide, we have about a third of concealed carry permit holders are women. In Los Angeles County, where it's up to public officials to decide who gets to have a permit, it's only about 7%. Nationwide, about 13% of permit holders are black. In Los Angeles County, it's about 6%. You know, more than half of Los Angeles County is Hispanic, but yet only 6% of the permit holders that they give permits to are Hispanic. You know, it's just, they talk about caring about the most vulnerable people, but in practice, when they actually have a chance to go and demonstrate it, mm-hmm. they don't follow through.
Exactly. Well, and look at Illinois. Look what's happening there. And, I mean, every week, it's, you know, we get totals. We get body counts.
Right. I mean, you can compare Illinois to Indiana, two states that are next to each other. Indiana has about 18% of the adult population with a concealed carry permit. In Illinois, it's about 2%. And it's very easy to understand why you have so few. And it's not people in Chicago that get permits. It's basically people in the suburbs. It costs about $450 to go through the process to get a concealed carry permit in Illinois. You're not going to have poor minorities who live in Chicago. I mean, we're not even talking about the cost of a gun. We're just talking about the cost of going through the permitting process. In neighboring Indiana, the total cost is $50. So not only do you have a lot more people getting permits, but you have a lot more poor people, the people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, who are getting permits. And, you know, Indiana is run by Republicans, and they seem to trust minorities a lot more for getting permits than Illinois does. Plus, Illinois, it's kind of like they go, not only do they make it very costly, but they seem to go out of their way in other ways. Like, you can't, there are no training facilities to go and get your permit in Chicago. You have to go and travel well outside the city. You're not allowed to take a permanent concealed handgun on public transportation. So let's say you're a poor person who doesn't own a car in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to have to borrow a car. And the thing is, training is 16 hours, so it's at least 2 days of training that you're going to have to borrow a car to be able to travel well outside Chicago to do it. And it's like they went through every possible thing they could think of to make it so that poor minorities are not able to go and get a concealed handgun permit. And, you know, but as you mentioned, where are the attacks occurring? The attacks are occurring in Chicago. Where are they occurring in Chicago? They're basically occurring in poor minority neighborhoods. And yet they seem to have done everything they can to make sure that law-abiding people in those areas aren't able to go and protect themselves.
John, what is it that, I mean, whether it's the mainstream media or politicians, I mean, when you bear the facts out like this, to me it's inarguable. I mean, what is it? They're just so ideologically fixed that it's the wrong gospel, wrong church?
Well, I think the media is affected by their media coverage as much as anybody else. If you constantly hear only about bad things that happen with guns and never hear about any of the benefits that happen, you're going to view guns as much more dangerous on net than you should. But my guess is that the entire gun control debate that we have right now would be dramatically different if a couple things happened. If I can give you literally dozens of cases like the recent Texas church shooting that was stopped by a concealed carry permit holder, where permit holders stopped what would have been similar attacks. And yet, you know, people don't hear about these cases. The thing that was unusual about the Texas church shooting is that it actually made national news that a permit holder did it. And I think the only reason why I got the coverage it did was because the person was technically a security guard there, you know, volunteer security guard. But, I mean, you have...
Well, and also the fact that the video went viral. I mean, somebody captured it.
I've actually given news directors videos of other mass public shootings that have been stopped by permit holders. And I haven't been able to get it on national news. I mean, even Fox I've gone to and I've said this is a dramatic case of a hero here stopping what would have been, according to the sheriff's department, multiple people killed. But, you know, you'll get comments back saying, well, you know, it'd be political if we ran this. And you say, why? And they say, well, you know, make it look like we're in favor of people carrying concealed handguns and stuff. And, you know, you talk to them and, you know, you say, look, you go through the news stories, you go and talk about how the person obtained the gun or
right.
what type of gun that
was. John, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. John Lott after this. Stay with us, America. Coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. Good to have you with us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez and Dr. John Lott, president of Crime Prevention Research Center. We're here at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, as I mentioned. John, not that far away. October the 1st. I mean, it still looms over this area. People are still talking about it. I mean, it's amazing to think we don't have answers after all these years.
It's the shooting that occurred at the Mandalay Bay is one of the bigger mysteries, just in terms of the lack of information that we have about the case. I mean, the police have been incredibly tight-lipped about the about it. You don't even have speculation coming out from them about what might have happened.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is about, you know, people who support our Second Amendment right, and I'm talking about patriots here, we want the truth above all, no matter what the situation, no matter what the case, because in order to protect that right, we've got to keep things out in the open. And when things remain mysterious on any of these incidences whatsoever, it leaves the issue of our Second Amendment right vulnerable.
Right. Well, I mean, you want to be able to learn from these past horrors and making sure that they don't happen again. But, you know, learning about the case. I mean, the thing is, what we do know is this guy was incredibly well prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, he had wired his car with napalm. Apparently a very powerful napalm bomb in his car. You know, he could have driven that into the crowd that was there, and, you know, God knows how many people he would have severely burned as a result of that explosion.
Right.
This guy definitely had technical skills. Oh, thank you. Technical skills to go and do lots of different types of attacks.
Yeah, and so you know, it is amazing because we had the conversation yesterday. We went to the range, and you know, coming back and talking to several people about it, that it still looms over. And of course, we've had you know, one of our favorite reporters, investigative reporters based here in Las Vegas. You know, she just has been, you know, frustrated and trying to get down to you know, the truth of the matter. And of course, there's lots of interest here. You know, you've got here it is. This is a tourist town. They got to protect this, but you know, all in the spirit, like as you say, which galls me because they always say, "Well, we don't want this to happen again." Well, if we don't want it to happen again, we got to bring it out in the light.
Sure. You know, I don't know. I guess hopefully we'll learn more eventually on it.
Well, John, what do you make on these moves by these citizens now in these blue states that are saying, "Hey, we're going to erect a, you know, we're going to turn these into sanctuary cities for Second Amendment gun rights."
Right. Well, I mean, it's surely gratifying in one sense. I suppose the problem is the sheriffs are creatures of the state. You know, in the sense that the state created the sheriffs, and so it's not like it's different with a state not wanting to do what the federal government wants it to do. If a sheriff says that they're not going to go and do what the state wants them to do, they can be thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm glad to see people are willing to stand up for their beliefs. It's just that it's a lot more difficult for sanctuary cities or counties to stand up against a state than it is for a state or a local government to stand up to the federal government. I mean, the federal government can still put in the FBI to enforce the laws. They just can't force local law enforcement to help out. And but the state can mandate that sheriffs have to go and enforce state law.
Right.
But it's still, you know, it's still gratifying. It still says something that these guys are willing to go and put everything on the line to go and make it so people can defend themselves and their families.
Exactly. Well, John, you've got sheriffs that have encouraged people who are concealed carry permit holders to, you know, make sure that they're prepared and you know, they continue on with their education because they realize that there's just not enough personnel.
Oh, sure. Look, I mean, you have like 600,000 police in the United States. Less than half are on duty at any given time. To even have 300,000 out there protecting 327 million people, it's just not possible for them to be able to go and do that. Look, anybody who's read my research knows I think police are extremely important in stopping crime, probably the single most important factor. But the police themselves understand that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what do you advise people to do when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? And police know from their own experience how important it is to be able to have a gun to go right. and protect themselves and others.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you look at surveys of police. Police are probably the strongest supporters of private ownership of guns out there. You know, you have like 91% of street officers support concealed carry, support very weak restrictions on concealed carry. And, you know, and they see it all the time. I mean, there are a number of cases where civilians have even come to the aid of police when another police officer is not there to be able to go and protect them.
Exactly.
You know, the problem is you go and you ban guns. It's the most law-abiding good citizens who obey the bans, not the criminals. And to the extent that you disarm, and this is true for gun control laws generally, to the extent that you disarm law-abiding citizens relative to criminals, you actually make it easier for criminals to go and commit crime because they don't have to worry about somebody to be able to go and stop them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is all part of deterrence, John. I mean, you know, and the police understand it. It's a comprehensive approach as opposed to just, as you say, relying on police. And we already know by studies that when you have an action that takes place in seconds and you have a reaction that takes place in minutes, I mean, there's too much damage that occurs in the difference of those times.
Right. Well, I mean, the Texas church shooting, the whole thing was over in 6 seconds.
Yes.
The guy had a shotgun there. He could have done huge damage to lots of people there in the church. You know, amazing. There was like 8 people with a concealed carry permit, though, in the church. So that guy may not have been up on the recent Texas changes in laws. That
right.
After the church shooting, Texas changed its law to make it easier for people with permanent concealed handguns to carry in churches there.
Exactly.
And, you know, thank goodness Texas was able to make that change.
What about the other soft targets like schools? What do you see happening in this year?
Well, you gradually see changes that are there. I mean, you have 20 states now that to varying degrees have teachers carrying guns. The Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, we just put out a report at the end of last year that looked at all the school shootings in the United States from 2000 through the end of last year. And, you know, everything from an accidental discharge where nobody's injured all the way up to a mass public shooting. And what we found is that in the schools that allowed, it actually had teachers carrying guns, there was not one attack where anybody had been wounded or killed. All the school shootings where anybody had been harmed from, you know, had been shot in any way, had all occurred in schools where teachers weren't allowed to carry.
Exactly.
And, you know, these killers aren't stupid. You know, and the thing is, if you have a teacher who's carrying concealed, it really takes away the strategic advantages. You know, if you have a armed, uniformed officer there, they have a really difficult job. You know, it's kind of like having somebody with a neon sign that says, shoot me first.
Exactly.
If you're going to have an attack, and they know that the only person that's armed is the officer, who do you think that they're going to shoot first?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so by having a teacher with a concealed carry permit, you don't know who it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have 19 million Americans that have concealed carry permits. You know, you're in a place like Nevada here, you have about 8% of the adult population with a concealed handgun permit. You know, you go to a restaurant, you go to a movie theater, you go to a bar, you go to just about a grocery store. It's very likely that somebody next to you is going to have a permanent concealed handgun.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know who that is.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't know which teacher or staff at a school has it, and it really takes away the strategic advantages. And even if you're going to have an officer there, having a teacher there who can carry protects the officer, because if attacker attacks there, he reveals his position. He has to worry somebody behind him.
Exactly. Dr. John Lott has been with us. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it. People don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial against President Trump will begin today in the Senate. While it's getting underway, President Trump is abroad addressing the issue of speaking to reporters at a forum of the world's elite business people in the Swiss mountain town of Davos.
It's just a hoax. It's the witch hunt that's been going on for years, and it's frankly, it's disgraceful.
Richmond, Virginia officials are praising local and federal law enforcement for keeping the peace at a huge gun rights rally yesterday, despite worries beforehand that there could be possible violence. Around 22,000 gun rights activists gathered in and around the Capitol to protest proposed tough new gun control regulations that Virginia lawmakers are now considering. Tomorrow is the deadline to file a claim in the massive Equifax data breach, the 2017 breach affecting nearly half the U.S. population. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Pleasure to have you with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got the president and CEO of Open Doors USA, David Curry, joins us now. David, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, I've been looking forward to a follow-up conversation. I think we spoke last year about Open Doors, but I want you to bring up to speed, to our audience, what Open Doors does and what you do locally, globally.
Well, our task, really, as we see it, is to support persecuted Christians around the globe, and we do that in multiple ways. Many times helping them get Bibles or advocating on their behalf. And we also have some data and research that we do, grassroots data, the most comprehensive study of persecution of Christians and religious liberty in the world today. And we just released that this last week.
Exactly. Yeah, and I want to talk about that watch list. Break it down for us, if you would, please.
What it is it's a measurement, as I said, from the grassroots. And I say that because a lot of times you'll see religious statistics, and they're brought from the level of the cardinals or the bishops or this sort of thing. This is just from your pastors and events on the ground. But we we're measuring across a number of different things. Violence at a national level. Does the police force of a country, does the government itself persecute people?
Mm-hmm.
Also the larger cultural issues, whether there are extremist groups or even within the family, sometimes in some cultures, if you become a follower of Jesus, the family feels as if you betrayed their faith.
Right.
And they may extricate you from the family or even worse. So we measure all of these things. And at the top of the list again this year is North Korea. But there are other stories as well, all of them unique and different in their setting.
Now, with Open Doors and the studies that you do, we know in talking even with Franklin Graham that when you have this kind of oppression, Christians are surprised to find out the reaction in terms of revival and being and drawing, finding comfort and drawing closer to God through all this, all this oppression.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things people ask me regularly is, where's the good news in this list? Because right now, for sure, there's a lot going on, and none of it seems real good on the surface. But
right.
You're right, there is a story there, and that is whenever Jesus is talked about and lifted up, amazing things are happening. And maybe I could use the example of Iran. We've been paying attention to Iran, of course. Most mm-hmm. of the world has.
Right.
As it's been going through this battle back and forth as to whether or not there'll be more conflict. The government of Iran is trying to oppress and suppress the house church movement in a major way, and they cannot get their arms around the fact that people in Iran want to talk about Jesus, meet in homes, and there's in a sense a very real revival in Iran at the same
exactly.
time that they're trying to figure out these international issues.
There's something about the truth, David, that just has to, it finds a way to come forth regardless of what political travail there may be or some other governmental forces that takes place. At least in my observation, for you, you're looking at this globally, and it just has to encourage you and the rest of not only the people in Open Doors but other evangelical organizations, people of faith who are out there as a mission, taking the gospel message out and realizing that, God is faithful to His word. It does not come back void.
Absolutely. Meeting the people and hearing their stories and seeing victory in the midst of difficulty is definitely the blessing and the blessing. And it also tells you many of these people who would be on the list, some of them are dictators, and their concept is, if I only had more power, if I only had more control, then maybe I could make my system work.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've seen the death of communism. We're going to see the fall of extremist Islam, maybe. Certainly, in time sense, we will.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the thing that's happening is wherever Jesus has talked about, whether it's in North Korea's had decades to try to snuff out Christianity. There's a 500,000 Christians in North Korea right now. They're passionate about their faith. You just go down the line and see what's happening in places like China and elsewhere, and it's encouraging in that sense.
Yeah, amazing to think that there's a 500,000 Christians, and that's what you know of. I mean, how many other believers that you have, for the sake of their own safety, the protection of their families, that, are meeting in these underground churches?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. We know there's 50, upward of 60,000 Christians in labor camps. So North Korea has done everything it can do to try to make this go away, killing them, making it illegal to own a Bible, all of that. But they're still passionate about their faith.
And what about China?
Well, China is the really unusual, and if I put it in some sense, scary story, because it's number 23 on our list this year, but it was in the 40s in 2018. It's jumped up very quickly because they are implementing a very sophisticated surveillance state with facial recognition and the use of artificial intelligence to monitor churches. I don't mean the outside of churches. I mean to put surveillance cameras on the inside of churches. We first announced this tactic a year or so ago. This year, it is becoming it's spreading massively. Mm-hmm. So you now have the ability, in 2020, they have the ability to say, Bill goes to church too much. We're going to score that negatively as on his citizenship report.
Right.
Everybody has a report. And now you don't get to travel, or your kids don't get into university. So they have the ability to oppress people in a very efficient way. And they're trying to sell it to Iran. They're trying to sell it to other countries. I just think it's the blueprint for what persecution is going to look like, and we need to be aware of it.
Well, you know, and we're shocked to see it so blatantly, but yet it's subtly happening here domestically in the United States. In other forms, but along the same line. I mean, it's the same type of process, is it not?
Yeah, well, I think what you're going to see, obviously, everybody's struggling with how will we maintain privacy when people are giving their privacy away online and all of these other things. And, of course, the government wants to use facial recognition. So all of these rules are going to have to be written out. Unfortunately, China's way ahead of the game. They're on the Rules Committee in the UN and elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It will be used against Jews. It's being used against Christians. And I think that's where this is headed.
He's the president and CEO of Open Doors USA. David Curry is with us. David, what was most shocking for you in this study?
Well, certainly China was right there. The other thing is I think that issues in sub-Saharan Africa, they're just so violent. We're talking about Nigeria and Boko Haram primarily, but it's now not just in Nigeria. Boko Haram keeps getting momentum. Now they're into Burkina Faso, which has jumped from not being on the list to number 28.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because Boko Haram is gaining momentum across multiple borders. Niger, Chad, Cameroon, it's all right there, more or less clustered together.
Right.
And they're going to try to put together a caliphate much like ISIS did.
David, Christians want to know, what can I do? You know, how can I come along side our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ around the world? What do you recommend?
Well, I this isn't by no means a cop out. I think everybody will understand when I say we got to pray. Everybody committing to pray on a weekly basis at least. Mm. I would love to see every church every Sunday praying for persecuted believers, but also seeing where God stirs your heart, because there are places or people or countries that you specifically need to be taking action in, and we work in all of these countries to support persecuted Christians in very practical ways. Sometimes it's Bibles. Many times it's trauma care or pastoral training on how to handle pressure. When you have a church in Syria and you've been moved and bumped around a lot, and everybody in your church has seen some sort
David,
of
we got
tragedy.
We got 10 seconds. Where can they go for more information real quick?
OpenDoorsUSA.org, Bill.
David Curry. Thank you, David. God bless.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, she is here to spread the good news. Tell us all about the latest viral videos that have captured her attention. Hey, Sam, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here for the SHOT Show. This is our first time that we've been here, and we'll actually have an opportunity later on this morning to get a chance to go inside, because today is the opening, the official opening of the show, something like, 13, 16 miles of exhibitions and things like that, all about our Second Amendment right and gun care and control and responsibility. I mean, it's quite amazing. So anyway, as we come together here, I'm going to let you tell us about the first story that you have on your list to talk about.
Okay, so, we have different stories like this lately that people are finding children who have been abducted. And, every time we see something like this, you think how thankful and impactful it is that these people are going out of their way to save these people. There's a hero couple that actually saved an 11-year-old girl in Massachusetts from an abduction recently after they spotted the car. The couple was Benny Correa and his wife Amanda Disley, and they were actually with five of their own children, and they spotted a car that they had heard about and seen on this abduction tape earlier. This 11-year-old girl had been kidnapped as she was getting off her school bus by Knife Point. Wow. And they recognized this blue car with the special rims, and they decide, okay, we're going to go ahead and follow this car and call 911. So they carefully run through red lights and are doing everything they can. They call the police, and they actually chase the guy so far they run out of gas. chasing them. But because of their help and their description and them putting their own safety and their children, you know, they put everything on the line to make sure this guy is caught. And he was. It was a 24-year-old man. And he was obviously a danger to that girl. I have no doubt they saved her life. And it's just, it's unbelievable when you hear stuff like that. Because, you hear those announcements when children have been abducted, and a lot of people, like, maybe don't pay attention. Pay attention. You never know when that could be you saving that kid.
Amazing. I know. That's incredible. What else do you got for us, Sam?
Okay. So my next story, this is actually quite awesome. A cyclist actually befriended the guy who hit him about a year ago. And, you know, you hear about, so last Memorial Day weekend, Jack Keith, he was driving along the Pacific coast, and, you know, he kind of got distracted by the waves for a second, and all of a sudden a cyclist, he swerved into the bike lane, and a cyclist kind of got flipped up over him, and he's like, oh my gosh, have I just killed this guy? He immediately pulls over and calls 911, and he gets the guy to help. Well, Tom Solavilla, which was the man he hit, he had some injuries. You know, his back was messed up, and he had some internal bruising, and, you know, he had to be in a wheelchair and walk with a cane for a while. But Jack Keith decided, you know, I wanted to reach out and apologize to this guy. You know, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he's okay. He couldn't know because of privacy policies at first. Mm-hmm. Once Tom got to the hospital, he didn't know what was going on. So anyway, he ended up getting in touch with one of the people at the scene, and they put him in contact with Tom's wife, and she contacted Jack a few days later, and they actually were able to have him come to the hospital, and Jack was overwhelmed with Tom's forgiveness, and they've actually become really good friends. Can you imagine? That's how you meet one of your good friends, is by hitting them on a bike.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how we would have opportunities, like you say, to meet people, but in this kind of situation. But, you know, thank God that you know, that forgiveness reigns, and this is the power of forgiveness, right? I mean, they're going to be friends for life now.
Right, and that was what, you know, but that's what Tom was saying. He said you could hold on to your anger, but that hurts you. It doesn't hurt the other person. And his forgiveness not only changed his life, it changed, you know, the man who hit him. It changed his life and made them good friends. And, you know, this forgiveness, because this was not an act of ill will.
Exactly.
Something purposeful, and it opened up a door that you never know what kind of amazing things can come out of this friendship. For one, we're hearing about the story and learning our own lesson of forgiveness, so I think that's really cool.
No, that's a good point, is that, and that's the power of forgiveness, is that it is shared, and for people who have not forgiven, you know, sometimes you can just resent it for so long that it's almost seemingly impossible to get beyond it. But for others who you know, who are at that point where they can still make that decision, it's easier. And that's why they often say that it's easier to forgive often and quickly.
Right. That's right. And, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, everybody was okay in that situation, and Jack did the right thing and pulled over and called 911, you know, to make sure everybody's... You hear a lot of stories about hit and run, so I love to see people do the right thing and other people be able to forgive them.
Yeah, without a doubt. What else you got for us, Sam?
Okay, so this is unbelievable. I thought I was reading the headline wrong at first, but there's an Iowa woman who has recently been honored for fostering more than 600 children. Can you believe that?
Wow. Talk about the what was it? What was that rhyme, that story that we read as little kids, the old lady in the shoe, right, or something?
Oh, yes. That is what I pictured. And
yes.
Her name is Linda Faye Herring, and she started fostering in the 70s with her husband, Bob. And I guess originally her best friend had been doing it, and she thought, you know, I could do this too. And she wanted to start with little children, but she quickly became known as a foster mother who would take anybody. She wanted children with health problems or any gender, any age. She took them. She would take them in the middle of the night over the years. Mm. And she said that she loved every one of them, and it was hard. Like, she said, no matter what, no matter how long they had been with her, she would cry every time they left.
Well, and, I can imagine. How do you handle it? That's the thing. I don't know that I have the capacity to be able to and to do it for 600, over 600 kids like that, and also the kids that are most needed, I mean, and probably the most quickly ignored, right?
That's right. And, you know, the amazing thing is she had four of her own children, and they've gone on to, three of them have gone on to foster children as well, and then three of her grandchildren foster children as well. So this is something, in this lady's blood, something she's passionate about, and there's no, talk about a ripple effect in the world. There's no telling how many people had their lives changed by this woman taking them. I was trying to figure out how she could have 600 kids since the 70s. I mean, you would think it would take even longer than that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but, I mean, figure out just by each year, you know, the amount of years that you're talking about, how many kids that would be in and out, you know, of her home like this and with her family. That is just absolutely amazing. Sam, you know, I got to tell you, I am so grateful, and I say this all the time, when you bring these stories to us, because they're so uplifting and it encourages us, especially in a culture that seems to be so bitterly divided, to be able to, you know, be reminded that there's a lot more good people out there that we just don't hear about.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, I was actually, speaking of things being better than we expected, I was actually in Richmond this past, or, you know, yesterday, this past weekend, and things went so much more peaceful there than anybody expected at that gun rally. And,
exactly.
You know, you saw people standing together for their rights and it being a beautiful thing. And I was happy to see it. You know, I was there shopping for houses, just happened to be down the street, and I'm wondering what's going to happen. They had helicopters flying overhead, and it ended up being a peaceful demonstration where people were just you know, standing together like as citizens and getting along, and it was a really great thing to be able to witness.
It's the force of we the people, Sam, that we talk about on this show all the time, is that we have a responsibility, and it's a mandate by our U.S. Constitution. It says that this is a government of, for, by we the people. So it commands us to engage our government, to stay up to speed with what's happening, so that, you know, we don't get overrun. We need to be activated and informed citizens and responsible citizens. And that's what the thousands of, you know, of patriots there in, you know, in Virginia exampled to the rest of the country and to the media, dare I say, because as we know, the media was trying to hype up something. I think the Democratic governor was trying to hype up something. And, you know, thank God that everything stayed in control, and I think it gave you a really a truer representation of what you know, Second Amendment right patriots are all about.
And what Americans are all about. It was a great thing to be able to see, because we really didn't know what was going to happen. And I was like, that's a piece of good news that I'd be able to share on Sam's Corner. Everything went well. Everything was peaceful. And
I know, because you and I talked about it, because he said you're heading to Virginia. We're looking for a house there, and he goes, what am I going to run into? So what you ran into was some responsible citizens and you know, a quiet and very you know, a constitutional day, let's say, because that's what they were in support of, the Constitution. That's awesome. What else do you got for us, Sam? We got about a minute left.
Okay, well, I just wanted to talk about this program. You know, a new federal program is helping out young people that age out of foster care, you know, to transition from the last story.
Right.
Well, about a quarter of kids aging out of foster care, say there's 20,000 a year, 5,000 will end up homeless within the next 5 years. And Ben Carson actually helped start a new initiative that will help them. It's called the Foster Youth for Independence, and it helps them afterwards. Because, you know, a lot of us, we turn 18, we're not just automatically independent. We're not standing on our own. We have our families to help with that. And, you know, that's something I've always thought about. What do foster children do when they don't have anybody
exactly
to fall back on? Mm-hmm. Even those of us who have paid our own way through college or done different things, we still have a lot of help from our families, and I think that's a great thing to do. And, you know, it's to stop them from, because is sad enough to have to go through the foster care system and not have people to fall back on.
Without a doubt.
One step in the right direction.
She is the good news, girl. Samantha Mao. Thank you, Sam.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I can't believe you found them.